'Twas the month before Christmas, 1980. My big sister Amy and kid brother JT and I were all busy writing letters to Santa, hoping to get stuff from that jolly phantom. Amy liked clothes, and JT liked cars, and I liked cartoons, but agreement was ours that the thing we all wanted most right where we are, we all wanted a 2600 Atari. All our friends had them, and they all had known what it's like to have an arcade in your own home. The big morning came, and we all laid our eyes on our presents we opened to find a surprise. Yes, yes, it's... No!
My parents bought me a television!
How could they possibly screw this up?
My parents bought me a television!
I was 6 years old saying, what the fuck?
My parents bought me a television!
So I had to endure grade schooler retorts!
My parents bought me a television!
Because my mom and dad read Consumer Reports!
Your controller looks like a phone.
Should be called Stupid Vision.
Ooh, a game system from the same company that makes Barbie!
At school, I was picked on, got called names. Since they all had Atari, I couldn't trade games. Well, I wasn't just going to sit around bored, so I grabbed the controller with its curly cord. Hit the circular disc, you control with your thumb, no joystick. I was like, this is dumb, where's the red button? They got nothing, slide in this sheet for the keypad functions. Tiny side buttons you can barely smack, that just so I can play Las Vegas poker and blackjack. Overall, the thing really smelled, but I just had to play with the hand I was dealt.
My parents bought me in television!
No combat, no breakout, no pawn.
My parents bought me in television!
I don't think my attention span will last long.
My parents bought me in television!
I wanted to run away to Puerto Rico!
My parents bought me in television!
If my parents were rich, we'd have bought a Coleco! Playing Major League Baseball one day after class with my 3-year-old brother who was kicking my ass, it suddenly dawned on me like morning sun, I was playing in television and having fun! All my friends said,
"Hurry, baseball rocks!"
But all of their graphics look like Lego blocks. With crappy animation, the question begs, how do you play baseball without moving legs? Their color's atrocious, their sound effects stink. Each new Mattel game changed the way that I think. And soon I was raising my Intel a voice saying, Mom and Dad made the right choice, motherfucker.
My parents bought me in television!
Oh, Atari, my gaming platform supreme!
My parents bought me in television!
You got one button, man, we got 16!
My parents bought me in television!
And those who decry my intelligent rhymes,
my parents bought me in television!
You can bite me 2,600 times! Insane Ian, full of charm and tenacity!
Sir?
Rock it like he did in pudding capacity!
Yeah, I'll admit Atari invaded my home, because Mattel started with Attack of the Clones, the similar games you just couldn't avoid. Playing Space Hawk was like blasting asteroids. Remember Tempest? Well, here's Vectron. And Beauty and the Beast play like Donkey Kong. But Kool-Aid played better and was a thirst quencher. And Swords and Serpents was way better than Adventure. So new IPs and translations appeared. Burger Time on anything else just played weird. Space Armada, Worm Whopper, Ice Trek, all spectacular. And what other game lets you play as Dracula?
My parents bought me in television!
Remember those commercials with my man George Plimpton?
My parents bought me in television!
And all those cool games that he was straight pimping?
My parents bought me in television!
He said Star Strike had the best effects, dammit!
My parents bought me in television!
Cause it featured the total destruction of the planet!
I worked a deadly disc like my name was Tron Guy, catching lunch and frog bar because
I'm so fly!
The bomb squad, and I'll be there in a flash, cause I'll hit hyperspace in an astro smash. Yeah, I'm a night stalker, hunting droids in the dark. Come on through the thin ice, you'll be shouting.
Short.
My B-17 bomber, always on the attack, so don't you give me no flack.
Watch out for flack.
Beat my score and lock and chase, don't make me laugh, you. You're like a growing snake caught in the snafu. Venture through a tower, playing hour after hour, like He-Man said.
I have the power. My parents bought me in television.
Give me 10 years of digital danger.
My parents bought me in television.
This is a shout out to the Blue Sky Rangers.
My parents bought me in television.
Well, there's only one way that this song can end up.
My parents bought me in television.
My parents up and bought me in a television too.
My parents bought me in television.
It keeps going on and on. It can't be stopped.
My parents
can't be
bought me in television.